The following is Jody Bollaert's talk, experimenting with radically low-cost testing techniques from UX Thursday Detroit. UX Thursday is brought to you by UIE and Vitamin T. For more information about future UX Thursday events, visit uxthursday.com. That's uxthursday.com.
I'll use a quote that I hear Keith Instone over here say all the time. Thank you, Keith. Deciding which tool is the best, it depends. It depends on a lot of things. It certainly depends on what do you want to learn. That's probably the most important question. If you want to figure out, you know, if people are going to click on your awesome CTA because you put it in bright color orange, you know, there's probably some analytics tools, quantitative tools that would work for you. If you want to do qualitative research, you want to find out, well, would users really understand your interface? You know, maybe you're looking at a usability testing tool. Who's your target audience is another question. Are they hard to recruit? Are they easy to recruit? Where are they? Those can all be factors. And what's your timing and budget? That's a big factor. Do you have a lot of money? Do you have a little money? Do you have no money? You know, that can be a determinant. And what will you be testing? Is it a website? Is it a remote control? Is it an app? You know, those all also factor into what tool you would use. So I want to talk just briefly about Team Detroit UX Research. We actually have a pretty large research department. It's called Marketing Sciences Unit, acronym is MSU, which is why this is green, the real reason why this is green. Actually like the green color. But we do all kinds of research. My focus is usability testing or usability research. Sometimes I just broaden it to say UX research. But we also do attitudinal research, a lot of attitudinal running surveys all the time on our sites. At Team Detroit, in case you don't know, our main client is Ford, Lincoln, and everything related to that company. Analytics, that's another big department. We are tracking everything at Team Detroit on the Ford and Lincoln sites. We do a little bit of ethnographic research, and we do a little bit of concept testing and focus groups. We've actually kind of gotten away from focus groups in the last several years. We do a little bit of card sorting. The UXA team, a few of whom are here today, does some card sorting. And we also do in-depth interviewing. The interview is often combined with the usability testing. So a little bit of history at Team Detroit. I'll try to go through this quick. I started in 2007. And at that time, we were doing primarily lab-based research. We were doing moderated testing, 1 to 2 markets. And I was traveling. I was traveling to Los Angeles and Chicago and various places. And that was pretty much our methodology. In 2009, we started to introduce remote usability testing, remote moderated. So we had a facilitator. In all of these cases, we were working with third-party research companies like TechEd, for example. Remote moderated, using a tool as simple as WebEx or GoToMeeting. And then around 2010, right up till 2012 and even today, and all of these methods we use today, we were doing remote moderated testing, but now instead of just a few markets, we were doing a nationwide market. We were able to reach out to anyone, not just through a third-party market research firm, but now we were doing it right off Ford.com, right off Lincoln.com with tools like Ethnio and WorldApp, and really any survey tool. Any survey tool can be used to create an intercept to greet people, or at least some people, as they're arriving at your site and entice them into a usability research study. So we use Ethnio and WorldApp to create screeners and then determine the qualifications of that particular visitor to the site. So the challenges that we face today with all of those research methodologies that I just talked to you about is that there's now 3 times as much to test. Back in 2007, when I first came to Team Detroit, we were just testing websites primarily. Now we're looking at the mobile and tablet experiences. For just about everything, we're creating mobile and tablet in addition to desktop. Also, our project life cycles are often short. I'm sure some of you can relate to that. Traditional usability testing typically takes at least us 4 to 6 weeks to plan, execute, and report, and sometimes we just don't have that kind of time. Traditional usability research, as I've described it, also requires a substantial investment, mainly on the part of our clients, because we partner, as Team Detroit, we partner with third-party research focused on research, and then a few of us resources internally work with those companies, such as myself. We also have a perception that usability testing may slow a project down. That's probably been a long-standing issue. In other words, people are afraid that the results may be poor and that changes may be required. Egads. So our opportunity with web-based tools, such as the ones I showed you earlier, it really enables us to conduct research at a radically lower cost. Some of them are very cheap. You won't believe how cheap. In less time and with fewer resources. So we'll get into this more. So of course, in comes do-it-yourself usability testing. This is kind of a theme that's emerging for us this year. So if I were to continue the evolution of research, I would say this year is when we're going to start doing a lot more of the do-it-yourself, not as a replacement for the traditional research, but actually as a supplement, because we simply don't have more time available, and we don't necessarily have more budget available. So we've got to find some other way to get all of that research in. So do-it-yourself, tools we use. I'm going to breeze through some of these, and I think I'm quite sure some of you are going to be familiar with these. One tool we've used is the 5-Second Test off Usability Hub. It's a nice little site. They've got actually a couple tools. Basically, this lets you find out what people recall about your design. It can be a comp, a wireframe, a logo, whatever you can upload, essentially. This tool is free, essentially, with karma points. If any of you are familiar with the site, you'll know what I'm talking about. Basically, if you participate in a test, so you yourself participate in a 5-second test as a user, or the other tests that they have, you get a karma point. So it's like a community thing. And with each karma point, you yourself get a free test. So that's pretty cool. We actually used this on a Team Detroit project, just a really little project. It was actually something I just felt compelled to do because I thought our site wasn't really communicating what we do. So I uploaded the Team Detroit homepage, and this was a few years back, and I had a concern. The concern was, does the homepage effectively communicate what we do? Simple question to people taking the test, what is the purpose of this page? And these were the answers that we got. Well, it's about cars in Detroit. It's about Detroit. Don't know. And this is a little word cloud that Usability Hub put together for us. So, you know, I didn't send out a massive email and, you know, share this with a ton of people. I did send it to the creative director, head EVP type person, and he thought it was pretty interesting. I didn't know what he was going to do with it, but not too much longer later, this is what the page looked like.